Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave us to devote her life to building nothing but birdhouses, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Chirp, chirp. That sounds like a fun experience, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Making those condos for the birds. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Oh, bird condos. How cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good morning to all of you. It is Monday, April 29th, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to International Dance Day. Ooh. Welcome to Peace Rose Day. Welcome to Shrimp Scampi Day. Welcome to Viral Video Day. We Jump the World Day. World Wish Day. Welcome to World Zipper Day.
Ooh.
And welcome to your coffee. Cheers.
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 Ooh, yeah. I wonder if there's a World Zipper Merge Day.
Oh, let me see.
I think we need that, don't you?
I think maybe if there's not, it should just be a Minnesota.
every day?
Every day. Zipper Merge Day. Let's see here. No.
Ah.
There should be a day, though.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because we still don't know how to do it.
Nope.
We still don't know how to do it. And we still love hanging out in the left lane.
Ooh.
Hang out at a bookstore. Don't hang out in the left lane.
Right.
Hang out at the beach. Don't hang out in the left lane.
No siree.
Ooh. I honestly think Minnesota cars have a magnet. And the magnet just forces them to go to the left lane. I really do. There's just something.
Really?
I think there's a tractor beam. That makes people it's subconscious. They just need, there is a desire to be in that left lane, even if they're going below the speed limit. They just love that left lane. I don't know if you've brought this up before, Lex. I don't know if they feel like they're being traffic rangers, you know, like, oh, we're going to stop people from going fast.
Go the same speed as the person in the right lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they feel like they're accomplishing something, or they're like a deputy. They're deputizing themselves.
Yeah. Citizen police.
Citizen police. Yes.
Yeah, I don't need that.
We don't need that.
Everyone's doing just fine.
Yeah. Use it, pass, and get back over, please.
Yes.
But no, zipper merging. Again, because people think that it's rude. Oh, I don't want to upset people.
It's real. You got to do it.
You got to do it. You're actually being more rude if you don't do it.
Yes.
You really are.
Cheers to that.
You're actually creating more problems. Traffic will, in fact, go faster if everybody utilizes all the lanes, especially when the dumb signs tell you to do that. I love that.
Yes.
Because now, you know, now MnDOT actually has signs out there, those electronic signs telling you to do it. So it's not even up in the air of like, oh, Herman, is it the law? No, there's a flashing sign right there, Herman.
Yes.
Merge or zipper merge.
Yes.
Did you have this, Lex? I know it was many years ago and you've lived many places. Mm. Do you? And you were younger.
Yeah.
So car talk, traffic talk probably wouldn't have been a popular subject for you. However, was this a problem in Boston? Do you remember?
Yeah, you know, Jace, I don't remember.
I know,
as much
I'm
just
sorry.
Because,
yeah.
Well, no, because most people rode the train, especially downtown.
Yep.
But no, I don't, and I'm going to make a generalization here.
Yeah.
I don't think it happens in the East Coast. They all zipper merge.
Yeah, because people just drive.
They just
Thank you.
Yeah. No.
It sure the hell doesn't happen in Chicago. They'll run you over.
Oh, for sure.
You will be run off the road.
West Coast as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hollywood, yeah, you lived in the West Coast. You don't remember this being an issue?
Not really. I mean, because otherwise, if you just go to the end, people are trying. You got six lanes of traffic in each direction on the 405. You just go. Mm-hmm. And people are like, okay, you're just going. No problem. Yeah. I'd say the scariest city I've ever driven in, though, is Washington, D.C.
Really?
That place is bananas. Holy heck.
Yeah. Oh, I've never driven in DC. Really? It's that bad, Holly?
Well, it's just, it's laid out in weird, like, pyramid, like, shapes. Or yeah. some kind of shapes. Oh. And then just the freeway going in from Dulles right into downtown. I was like, oh, okay. They probably hated me.
I do. It's funny that you said that. I do remember my mother-in-law, they do like a sister week or a sister weekend. And they went to DC one time. And I think my mother-in-law got stuck with that leg of the drive. And even if she wasn't driving, I know it was nerve wracking. So that tracks. I have heard, so I take that back. I have heard that the DC is really bad to drive around in. So, oof. Yeah, my niece lives there. I should ask her. But
yeah,
I would have met. Yeah, the Chicago. Oof. Do not try that. Don't try that Minnesota nonsense in Chicago. You got to move.
Is this just a Minnesota issue?
I see. I'm sure there have been local news stories about it. I'm sure. I wonder if it's more, at least, I wonder if it's more prevalent here.
Yeah.
Or as they say on the Howard Stern show, prevalent. Prevalent. Right. I remember.
Yes.
Yeah, prevalent. But yeah, I wonder if it is more prevalent here. You know what? I would just say yes, just to close the door on that one.
Yeah.
Did you watch the game? I would imagine your home.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Your home was not only filled with love with the family this weekend, but I'm right. sure it was filled with screaming.
Sure was.
Good screaming, yeah.
My husband, my dad. Ooh.
They won, right?
Yeah, they swept the Suns in four games.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And the second half was just dynamite. And just like lit up the place. He scored 31 of his 40 points in the second half. Cat also, 28 points overall, but yeah, they ended up beating the Suns 122-116. It was a later game, swept completely. Yep, four games done. So they can rest a little, which is great.
Yeah. Were they, I asked you a version of this, it was kind of 50-50, right? Of whether they were going, and especially because they did not have home court advantage.
Right. Yeah, the last two games for sure. Mm-hmm. And they lost the last regular season game to the Suns, which again my husband says they did on purpose, but the psychological games here happening. Which makes sense, you know, and now swept them. They're like, "Well, why work this hard when, you know, we'll meet them in the we'll meet them in the playoffs anyway." As a fan being there, that wasn't so great. But, hey, it's great to see them win. It's a fantastic time to be a Timberwolves fan. Yeah. Jump on the train if you haven't already. We're going to the next level, baby.
Do they come back here, Lex?
So, let's see. When is the next Timberwolves game? Let me double check here.
Okay. The 20s who have been in the Turlet.
Yeah, how are they doing?
The 20s have had a really good streak, too.
Oh, they're climbing out.
Yeah. They weren't even in the Turlet. They were in the Beauty and the Beast sewer. They were with Cawthorin in the sewer, girl.
They were.
They weren't even in the Turlet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, they've had a good run, too. So, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Looks like
We're waiting to
see who wins the Nuggets versus the Lakers.
Oh, got it. Okay.
They're going to game five.
And then we'll
move on to the next. Yeah.
Can you imagine downtown if they do come back here?
Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap. It was already Nutter Butters last weekend or whenever it was. Now that they're even further. Holy crap.
Gosh. It's very exciting.
Speaking of events, coming up in the top of the next hour, Alexis was smack dab in the middle of a really fun event yesterday that we can't wait to hear about. I personally can't wait. I can't wait. If you love the Traders and if you love Real Housewives of Atlanta, Lex has a story for you, girl. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That's coming up in the next hour. But when we come back, the palace throws major shade at Meghan Markle, and we are living for it when we return.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Welcome back. Brand new week. End of the month.
Woohoo! Oh my gosh. Right.
Right?
Tomorrow, April ends.
I know. And this week's weather, I mean, there's a couple, it's just kind of all, I mean, I don't know why I can't talk today, but it's tomorrow moist. It looks decent. Thank you.
Moist.
That's what I was looking for. It's just moist. And not ideal. It's weird. Like, it's decent tomorrow. And I think Sunday looks nice, but the rest is the turlet. The rest is just like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You flowers better be looking real nice.
Seriously.
When the sun comes out. I'm telling you, Petunia, open, open, make our day.
Yesterday was so awful. It would just rain to continue. The dogs try potty training when it's raining is because the dog, Milo, he's so small. He kind of looks at every time we come out and those raindrops. I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's a lot for a puppy. Those big ass raindrops hitting. He's looking at me like, what are you doing to me? Like, what is this? Like, what's falling from the sky? And I'm not going to pee. Are you crazy? You big, big, dumb guy. Like, I'm not going to take me back inside where it's warm.
Aww.
Yeah. He was very confused yesterday. So anyway. Okay.
Oh, baby.
Tell the folks, Lex, what Buckingham Palace
is. My gosh. Okay, so Buckingham Palace. Well, look, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can get that's Buckingham Palace branded.
Yeah.
And now their new thing is strawberry preserve.
Hey, Lex, why is that weird?
Oh, do you remember this last week?
Yeah.
We were talking about the numbered and curated beautiful strawberry jam that Meghan Markle put out with her brand.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was one of a kind. And you got the special number. There was only 50 jars made.
Uh-huh.
Well, the palace says, hey, we got some strawberry preserved. It's made with only the finest berries and is delicious to serve in a variety of ways. And then they show a variety of ways to spread that jam.
Oh, really?
On an English muffin, on some toast, a scone, or maybe a crumpet.
Oh.
Oh, for your afternoon tea.
Yeah. So a lot of choices for the Buckingham Palace preserves.
Yes. Just days after Meghan Markle released hers.
Huh. Do you know?
Timing's curious, huh?
It's very curious. Oh. Do you know the price, Lex, of this Buckingham Palace? Is it $100 or whatever insanity is the Meghan Markle?
Yeah. Did we ever figure out how much the American Riviera Orchard jam was?
It's not for sale. That's the thing. She just
gave it away.
She's just given it to her rich friends.
Yes.
And then they're posting about it on social media, but us peasants can't buy it yet.
Holly, remember, they love it, Holly.
Yeah,
they love it, Holly. It's the best jam ever, Holly. Remember? They love it.
Considering that they haven't even opened it, and then they're like, this is the best ever, but did you eat it? but that's just details.
We don't need that. Right. Yeah. Oh, well, the one, the Buckingham Palace looks like you can get it for £5. So they're selling it. They've got a price tag on it. They've got the whole thing.
About they're ready to go.
$7.
Yep.
That's a value. Now you're talking.
Yep. Let's see.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, $627 see? U.S. dollars.
Lex, now you're talking.
Yeah. And they have more than just strawberry. They have fine cut orange marmalade.
Oh, for Paddington Bear when he comes over for tea.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that's wonderful. I might buy some.
They have Holy Roo House marmalade with Scotch whiskey. Oh. Okay.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
And Prince Lots Charles has here. His own jams, too.
Whoa!
The High Grove Organic Strawberry Preserve with Marc de Champon.
Wow. See,
and I'm fancy laughing at this. Fence. I'm laughing at this. And I like Meghan. I'm not anti. I'm team Meghan and Harry. But this is the jam thing was it just took me over the edge.
Yeah, this is now Jam Wars.
I know. And I love the people going, well, but Chrissy Teigen loved it. I don't care about Chrissy Teigen.
Why?
Give me Chrissy.
We can't get it.
No, when Chrissy McCormick in Boulder, Colorado likes it, then I'll believe that review, you know?
Right.
Well, because I'm looking at all these reviews and the jars aren't open.
Yeah, Chrissy hasn't eaten it.
Because they're all sitting in a basket. And they're like, I love this breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just got a little sweeter, says Mrs. Tracy Robbins.
But she never spread it on anything.
She said, I love this jam, so I'm not sure I'm sharing with anyone. I'm very confused, everyone. Jason, Alexis, hold my hand, please.
Please, okay.
Please, just...
Lex, grab the...
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
It's just, again, Meghan, I love you. I really love you. You know what, Meghan, if we can talk to you for just a second.
Yeah.
You know what would have been a much better first project coming up? Go to Suits LA. How about that? Why don't you lead Suits LA? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, or just guest star once.
That's what we want.
Put your face in the background.
Thank you. Or just be an occasional person on there. Be a friend, as they say in the Real Housewives vernacular. Be a friend of the wife. Be a friend of Suits LA. I love you. I really do like you. We don't need your jam. Do you know how many overpriced jam preserve products there are? Nobody is clamoring for more jam. Nobody. We can go to our local farmer's market, which is what people do now.
And make our own even.
Or if you're Alexis, you drive down random highways until you see Amish people, and then you pull over and get jam from them.
Jedediah's ready, buggy and all.
That's right.
Usually parks right at the plug and munch. Or what's that called?
Plug and munch? Plug and munch?
What is that gas station called?
Plug and munch?
That's a gay bar in New Jersey.
Oh, pump and munch. That could be the gay bar, too.
State Highway.
It's in Secaucus, New Jersey. The plug and munch. I've been there. They have good drag shows. They have good wings, too, on Fridays.
And three for ones.
Three for ones. Thank you. Yeah.
My God. The responses to this on X, formerly Twitter, hilarious. Yeah. Someone says, the Empire Strikes Back. Another Jam Wars across the ocean.
Okay, Empire Strikes Back. Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Someone says, is it just me that loves the subtle shade? I'm dying at the timing of this ad. Because legit, she gave them to all of her fancy friends.
Yeah.
They posted on Instagram like that night or the next day. Yeah. And then the next day, the palace had, look, we can smear it on this. We can smear it on that.
You know that isn't by accident. That is not by accident.
Oh, no. Here's our strawberry preserve. You can put it on a scone as part of a cream tea, on a crumpet with a croissant, or on toast. And Buckingham Palace Shop Instagram is asking, how do you enjoy your strawberry preserve? Let us know in the comments. Point to Buckingham Palace because at least we can buy the darn stuff.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
Give it to your friends, and then the next day, you launch. Here you go. Buy it.
Who is helping her with marketing? This is simple marketing. Because the news cycle, nobody's going to care about... Remember her jam after day one. You got to launch it, maybe tease it for a day, and like you said, Lex, and the next day, make it available.
Yes.
Cause a little stir, and then the next day, hey, it's available. Boom. You messed up, Meghan. You messed up. We're going to take a break. Holly is going to prepare a taste test for us. What kind of taste test? You'll see when we come back. It's Jason for MSP, kind of my third home. If Orlando's my second home, MSP is absolutely my second home. We should be so proud of our airport. And the minute you get to another airport, you think to yourself, oh, get me back to MSP. So many reasons to love MSP. First, I recently, I got a big old tour. I met with some fancy fans people from the airport. And I was really impressed with the fact that it is purposefully curated to have just the right amount of national brands like your Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks and your local brands like Justin Sutherland's Northern Soul or Red Cow or great shopping, great local shopping. That matters to me. So when you visit MSP, get there early. I tell you that every day. Get there early, shop, eat, and take advantage of our wonderful airport because from ticketing to takeoff, MSP is the best.
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Hi, I'm B. Arthur with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine.
Now back to Mediocre Radio. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Thank you, B. Thank you for that public service. Thank you.
We verified, too.
We did. Lex got right on that. Verified. Made of horse urine. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment. Everything Burt Convy. Okay, Holly, rumor has it, Adele, that you are orchestrating a taste test for us.
Yes. Last week, we talked about Sprite's new limited edition flavor, Sprite Chill. Yeah. It's cherry lime flavored. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
But then they also said that it has some kind of cooling agent in it.
Ooh.
Like not antifreeze, okay? No. But something that's supposed to make your mouth tingle and be cool and chill, so to speak. That terrified me. So this weekend, I purchased some Sprite Chill. And I want to try it. Yeah, I haven't tried it yet. But maybe we can all try it together.
Okay.
Get your Sprite Chill and try it. Now, this was at my local big box store. I ended up buying a 12-pack because I awkwardly grabbed it from the shelf while the guy was putting stuff on the shelf. And then I didn't want the 12-pack, but I was like, okay, well, I have it now. Then I went back to the original place where I got it, and he was still there, and then I just had to, like, buy it. I was like, this is too weird. I'm sorry, guy. Just socially awkward.
Well, you felt weird giving the 12-pack back because he had already
Because I already put it in my it. Yeah, and I already put it in my card. I'm like, fine, we'll commit.
Oh,
so
okay.
Anyway, what I'm telling you,
you got a lot to try.
There's
for sure.
Yeah. Everyone have a Sprite Chill on me. Yes. But I have this and I'm going to try it. But I forgot it this morning cuz it's Monday. Don't at me at that.
Yeah.
I was like, we're going to try it. No.
What does it look like?
It's in the regular Sprite department. And it looks like a regular can of Sprite.
Okay.
Except it says chill on the front. Now, I also have noticed that they're stacking this on the cap ends on aisles at big box stores. So Sprite is making this readily available.
Oh, they want you to notice it.
Exactly.
They want you to put it in your cart.
Yes.
And hope that you won't return it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are you looking at, like?
This just made it better. You know, my favorite NBA player is Trae Young.
Yeah.
He plays for Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he is the face of Sprite Chill.
Yeah, he's the chill guy.
I love Trae Young.
Really? Oh, there he is.
Yes. I was just looking at the bottle.
Yeah.
He's cold and coldest. Then the coldest. And yeah, coldest is this chill. Cool.
Yeah.
Sprite is dropping its coldestest offering yet.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's try it.
Yeah, so they're in the fridge right now as we speak because I was like, okay, well, this has to be the coldestest.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you drink this at room temperature, it's going to be real weird.
Sprite Chill adds a deliciously refreshing twist of cherry lime to the brand's signature lemon lime taste.
Again, the flavor profile sounds fantastic because it sounds like it's going to taste like a bomb pop. Those popsicles that you get from the ice cream man in the summertime, the red, white, and blue ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does.
All for that. the weird chemical agent or whatever the heck is in this, I'm kind of scared.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that they use the term cooling agent.
Well, I think I made that up.
No, you did not. I am looking at CocaColaCompany.com and their official release with Alexis's boyfriend on here.
Yeah.
And Lex, I'm sure that is what you clicked on too? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think we were still talking about Trae Young.
We are.
He's awesome. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, he's on here. And then this is the official press release. Sprite Chill adds deliciously refreshing twist of cherry lime to the brand signature, blah, blah, blah. Accentuated by a proprietary blend of cooling agents to deliver a uniquely elevated sensory experience.
Wow. Wow.
What the hell is it going to do? Are you going to get an orgasm from it? Not to be blunt, but I'm just like, saying.
I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Should we chug it?
Oh, well, I don't know if we want that on the radio.
Oh, shotgun a Sprite Chill?
I mean, I feel like that's going to go down easier.
That's
going to go places, and I'll finally live my lifelong dream of burping the alphabet on the radio.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Maybe that's our goal tomorrow.
I love it. Listen to this. You can't get much for a pop. You can't get much more of a PR statement than this. Here we go. Quote, when people think about Sprite, they think about cut-through refreshment. Okay, first of all,
What does cut-through refreshment even mean? I don't know. Does that have to do with cocaine? I don't know.
First of all, Kate, Schaffelberger, she's the brand director. Her name is Kate.
Kate Shawshank Redemption?
She's Kate Shawshank Redemption, brand director of Sprite. Let me tell you, Kate, it's too fancy worded. Get rid of the word refreshment. Nobody uses that term. Nobody.
It's like the
nobody
word can slacks.
Thank you. Or blaze. When newscasters say blaze, I used to get yelled at by the news director. They say fire. They don't say blaze. They don't say a blaze.
That could mean something else. Yeah.
I was going to say.
I'm just saying a news
but
equivalent.
But for a fire. Okay.
When people think about Sprite, they think about cut-through refreshment. No. I don't think anyone in human history has said, "Oh, Sprite, that's cut-through refreshment." I don't even know what cut-through refreshment means, Kate. Shawshank.
Oh, they should put that in a commercial. Sprite, the cut-through refreshment.
Yeah. With Sprite Chill, Kate writes, we're doubling down on these signature intrinsics while continuing our legacy of strategic flavor innovation and quenching fans' thirst for variety and the exclusive badge value associated with trying and sharing limited time only beverages and experiences.
Wow.
That's a lot, Lex. That's very wordy.
I would say it's bubbly and tastes like lemon.
And here's Trey.
Here's Trey. Look at him go.
Yeah.
Now, Jason, will you be able to stop by your local bodega or store and be able to get one of these so we can all try
Absolutely.
It together? Okay, wonderful.
I'll walk the puppy down there. Yeah. I'll walk down to my bodega. Yeah.
Oh, so cute. And
the street market bodega. Yeah.
put on his little rain jacket and walk down there because it seems like they're pushing this pretty hard. So I feel like you'll be able to find it. Now, I got the zero sugar kind. So.
Okay. I'll get the regular sugar.
Okay. Yeah. Comes in both varieties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. This just better live up to Kate's telling me that the three of us are going to have a uniquely elevated sensory experience.
And if we don't,
I'm emailing Kate Shaw Scherferberger. I'm emailing her. We're going to live on the show. We're going to email Kate and tell her we did not have a elevated sensory experience.
You guys, I can't wait to get our badge value with this.
Badge value.
Oh.
Holly, get it right. Exclusive badge value.
Will we know if we're experiencing this or not, though?
I don't know.
We know?
Have you ever experienced that badge value?
No.
I almost
have you had badge? I feel like I get a good value.
I almost said badge value.
Yeah, no. I mean, I like snacks. I heard that.
I like snacking on wads of turkey meat. Does that count?
I think that counts.
Okay.
I think that counts.
Okay.
Holly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to try Sprite Chill.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a day.
Tomorrow's a day.
Join us, will you? Get some chill.
Yeah.
And join us.
Go down to your bodega and get some chill and try it with us. That's tomorrow. Hey, less than a week to go to sign up for Team My Talk with Captains Alexis and Holly at the Animal Humane Society 2024 Walk for Animals. It is, it's coming up this Saturday, right, guys?
This Saturday?
Yeah. At the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, you can still register, and Alexis and Holly are looking for unique animals.
Sure are.
Unique animals.
We will take anyone. But absolutely, we are looking for, well, lots of different animals. Bigger ones now, so Holly can milk them.
Yes, please.
Cows, Holly goats. Wants to milk. Yeah, Holly wants to milk iguana. They have nipples, whatever. Holly wants to milk something.
Yeah, I guess size doesn't matter. Are they lactating is really the question.
Yeah.
We'll walk with dogs, walk with cats, put them in a backpack, put them in a fishbowl, let's go. It's going to be so much fun. It's a mile walk around the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. You don't have to walk if you don't want to. There's music along the way, vendors, food trucks, just lots of fun. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, so this is a rain or shine event. And as we're moving forward through the week, just keep that in mind. It might be an opportunity to break out some pet raincoat fashions.
Oh, how cute is that?
I'll get Milo a little rain slicker.
And it's May 4th, too, so you can cosplay some Star Wars action.
Oh, dress him up as Obi-Wan. I love it. When we come back, you'll never guess who might be heading to Beverly Hills.
Hey friends, Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. If you have any mortgage questions, do you know the team to call? That's First Equity. They've got you. They are live and local, ready to help you, ready to get to know you and make sure that you are set up for success. And that's why I love working with the team, because no matter where you are, if this is your first loan or maybe it's your 50th loan, they'll hold your hand, whatever you need. And that's what's so wonderful. This is a huge financial decision that you're making. You want to make sure that you are set up for financial success, and that is their key. They know they're going to see you out in the community. They know that you're going to tell your friends and family. They know that maybe when it's time to refinance, they are hoping that you'll pick up the phone and call them again because of the wonderful experience. That's the case for me. I've worked with them 3 times, and recommend it to everyone, as I'm lucky enough to do every day. Of course, they can do it all. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer. All you need to do is give them a call, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword, David.
Now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
Thursday on Cheers, an injury to Sam's buns could make him the butt of Diane's jokes.
You're very lucky that you didn't get any brain damage.
And on Night Court, Harry tries to teach a miserable brat to be a fun-loving kid.
Good Lord, it's the miracle worker.
Then on Hill Street Blues, Hill and Rinko come face-to-face with the Slasher.
Thursday. Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
The Slasher. Hill Street Blues.
Woo!
That was the lineup that changed the fortunes of NBC right there. That's Thursday nights in 1984. Included, but I cut it out, the Cosby Show. Nobody needs to hear Bill Cosby. It's 6:47 in the morning. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the Morning right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment. Everything must see TV. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Let's do a little pop of pop culture in the first hour here. And Chelsea Handler was in town over the weekend. She was at Mystic Lake and she's making headlines. And I can't figure out if this is, I think it is just a rumor because no official anything is saying that it's the truth. But there were two Bravo sites that posted over the weekend that Chelsea Handler is legit interested in being a friend of the wives for the new season of Beverly Hills.
Ooh.
And
wow.
Even if you're not a fan of Chelsea, I'm just imagining her in that mix. And the ratings would go through the roof because she will devour all of them with her quips and her demeanor. I
it would be her and Garcelle versus everyone else.
Right? Yes.
They're friends, aren't they?
I think they are actually friends.
That's the other difference, too, with Chelsea and someone else, is that there's already built-in relationships.
Yeah.
Which is what we want.
Yeah. Ooh. Anyone connected to Garcelle, but...
Anyway, yeah, that too.
So Garcelle's so good.
Is this fake news, though?
It might be fake news.
It's fake news.
It is fake news?
Yeah, Chelsea Handler on her Instagram stories yesterday posted, "This is not true." This is not true.
Oh, Holly. Okay. See, I was so hoping. I thought I would just will it into existence. I thought I would just talk about it enough where...
She'd dominate it, like you said.
Oh!
And she probably wants to be it. You know, like...
Yeah.
The focus of the show.
Oh, God, that would be so good, though.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining. But I thought, even when the rumor came out, I'm like, she's so busy. She's on tour. She doesn't need this.
Yeah.
Why would she do this?
But you're right. It's sure fun to think about.
Oh.
I know she had some beef with Brandy Glanville.
Yeah, she did.
So I don't know who else. She'd probably clash with, Sutton, maybe?
Yeah. Name him. Yeah, it's not Name him. And then there's also the rumor, and this isn't fake news, but it is just a rumor because they're not done with casting officially. Mm-mm. That Dorit might be out too. I am not kidding. If they announce that Dorit is gone, I'm buying around for everyone. I'm buying the bar around. I'm going to be so happy that day.
Yeah.
Because I'm. Ooh. So sick of her. Ugh, I'm so sick of her. But
yeah, I hear you on that.
Yeah.
Erica? How's she doing on the show? Think she's going anywhere?
You know what? No, I think Erica's fine. And Erica was annoying for a couple seasons.
Yeah.
And then this last season, she was fine.
She's back to it.
Yeah, she's fine. She's not my favorite, but Erica Girardi is, I mean, she is what she is. Garcelle's my favorite. And I don't even mind Sutton. Colin can't stand Sutton. I love her because I think she's hysterical. But Garcelle is just far and away my favorite.
Easily.
Without a doubt. And I was even liking Kyle last year. I felt sorry for her with the marriage thing. And
she brings the drama though, doesn't she? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some seasons she's as boring as a coaster, but
recently
she's been she's brought the drama. Well, and her family always provides drama. I mean, think about it, Lex. Even when we were both watching it at the beginning, her and Kim, her sister Kim,
yes.
Other, it was Camille brought the drama in the first several years, and it was the inter-family drama with Kyle Richards and her sister Kim that propelled the show.
Sure did, and then with Kathy later.
And then Kathy came on board. So
with this season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Do you think that there is drama missing and that Bravo is trying to cast people for maximum drama at this point?
Yep. Because
it needs something.
It does. Because even though I liked this last season, and even though it had the Kyle marriage thing to fuel it.
That's right.
People were critical that this last season was kind of boring. And remember, this is the first season without Rena. And say what you will about Rena, Rena brought the drama. I mean, sure Rena was, I mean, probably the definition of a pot stirrer. Rena didn't care. She just didn't care. She would start drama every year. No matter what the main story point was, Rena would find a way to get herself into that point.
Yes.
Into that. Yeah, insert herself in that plot. And that's why she was such a good housewife for 8 years or however long she was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But she knew how to insert herself. But yeah, they need to find someone with maximum drama potential.
You know who looks really good to be right now? Lisa Vanderpump.
Right.
She's got two spinoffs, Vanderpump Rules and Vanderpump Dogs.
And Villa.
Oh, and Villa. I'm sorry. She's got three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking within that universe. But yeah, she's got three shows. There's no way she's coming back.
Then there's the spinoff of the spinoff, The Valley, about all the people who used to work at the Vanderpump.
Oh, gosh.
Now they live in Rancho Cucamonga or wherever. Van Nuys. Yeah. I don't know.
I have never watched a single episode of Vanderpump Rules. And I like Lisa.
Yeah, I tried to get into it.
Yeah,
this is before
did.
The major drama with Sandoval and all of that.
I just couldn't get in. I just, not my jam. And I like Lisa. I enjoy her very much. I liked her on Housewives. I still think there's a missing.
Yeah.
She was kind of the grand dame of that
she
show.
She brought the luxe. And,
she did. Yeah. I miss seeing those damn swans and in her house.
Too.
I love those swans.
Oh, and her little animals. The
mini ponies. Oh. I like Lisa's house was so over the top. I miss seeing that. But you know, she got in that fight with Kyle and that was it. Goodbye, Kyle. Jeff does a really good imitation of Lisa's husband, Ken Zenger, during the fight with goodbye, Kyle. Yeah.
Anyway. Have they made up at all?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. And actually, I can't. There's no clean way to say it, but Vanderpump made a really funny but naughty comment. Somebody asked her about the rumors swirling around Kyle Richards about the fact that she might be actually dating that musician.
Yeah.
I can't think of her
name.
Morgan
Wallace.
Morgan.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're going to have to Google it for yourself because I can't say it on the radio. But Vanderpump dropped like this harsh, this just bitchy one liner to the reporter. Basically like, I don't really care who Kyle is blanking, but you insert a word there. And I did actually laugh out loud because it's such a Vanderpump phrase. But when you Google it, you'll see it.
Morgan Wade.
It's Wade. Okay, yeah.
Morgan Wade.
Wallace came out. I'm like, that's not right. I know that's not right.
It's all confusing. Well.
So many Morgans. Hey, we are going to take a very small break. When we come back, Alexis was smack dab in the middle of a fabulous event yesterday. She's going to give us all the tea. I watched the number one show on Netflix, and I mean, I devoured it.
Oh,
all
good.
Of them. Baby Reindeer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, what are your thoughts?
Music taste test and more. Say